Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, Amy Rosenberg. Amy, you are the founder and president of Veracity. You're found on the web at veracityagency.com. Amy, it's great to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, listen, also a fellow PR nerd, so I love geeking out on that. We're going to talk about that in just a second. You know, before we do, I always love kind of learning, what people's interests are outside of work. Is there anything you've been geeking out on lately?
Geeking out? Outside of work? That's difficult because I'm kind of into AI, but I guess that's kind of work, but I do have fun planning trips on AI and on ChatGPT. And actually we went to Florida for spring break, and I was having fun with ChatGPT planning our itinerary. And I kind of feel like it's a game. I kind of feel like it's an interactive, fun game, but that's that. But then, so personally though, not AI, we are moving our, kid to college. So college starts late here in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So we have like 3 weeks left with him.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really glad.
And are they going out for the first time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Amy. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you a virtual hug right now. I remember when my oldest daughter, it just so happened, I'll just tell this story really quick. We somehow, like, I was going off to a conference. I was speaking at a conference and she was flying out, like, and it just happened to coincide where we were at the airport at the same time. And so we were having lunch at the airport and then we had to like walk in separate directions after lunch. And so gave her a big hug. And, you know, this is the first time she's been away from home basically for more than, you know, a handful of days. And so as I'm getting up and I'm walking away and I'm like walking in the other direction. She's walking the other direction. I'm like, do I turn around? Do I turn around and look? Do I turn around? And I did. And I just, you see your little baby just kind of like, you know, pulling her suitcase behind her, kind of walking off. And I broke down in the middle.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah. But listen, it's just such a joy to see, you know, that love and that care and to see them, you know, kind of apply that to the real world, and they'll have their successes, they'll have their frustrations, but, you know, they don't give us moms and dads a lot of books insights on how to do this phase of life. But I just, you know, to our any friend that's listening right now, whether that's on your horizon or you recall what I'm talking about, you know full well. So sending all my love, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy, let's talk about PR and everything that you do with Veracity.
Yeah. Well, so I kind of have two focuses and I can talk about both, but the first focus is obviously the clients. We're very, very client centric. And so I can talk about that. And then the other thing that I'm doing more, maybe a nerdy passion project but it's actually essential to my business, is training other PR people, really, and possibly training other small businesses to do their own PR. And I know that that can get quite tactical and we're not interested always in all of the tactics, but, you know, I'm only one firm, right? I can only handle so many clients, number one, and we work with, you know, mid-sized, kind of local, more local Oregon clients. And so, you know, I just have this idea of empowering others through my books is one thing, but I started it really with a podcast. And I just realized actually that I can't do my job without other PR people. And so there's kind of like two facets there. So reaching out to other PR people, and I just realized a lot of them actually aren't trained. Unfortunately, it's hard to say that. I saw a lot of these PR people that I was using as freelancers were not necessarily trained. And that was a little hard for me because I'm very client focused. So that's how I kind of started with these books, really. And actually, those have ended up being a great training manual. But I'm not really answering your question about what's going on in the PR world.
You can keep on going then. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Wow. I don't know if you want that. You'll have to cut me off. Well, there's a lot going on in the world because, well, first of all, there's AI. So, first of all, in the past, everyone was talking about SEO, search engine optimization, getting you on the top of Google. Okay. So now what are we doing with AI? We're doing generative engine optimization. Okay. And so, who does that? Is that the SEO people? Is that the PR people?
Well,
Who knows?
and Amy, explain what that is, please.
Oh, generative, exactly. These phrases are annoying. Generative engine optimization, so like generative AI. So I wish they would just call it AIO. So when you're, like in ChatGPT and you're typing, "Oh, I need this whatever." Hopefully our clients will show up, right? And so a lot of the PR industry is saying, "Oh, well, PR is the secret to all of this, and we've been doing this whole time, and it's so important to do what we do, which is getting citing and all this," and I can explain that. But for me, I don't take anything at face value. I could be a PR person, right? I need PR clients, maybe. I'm not going to go around and say PR is the answer to AI, being seen on AI. I need to look into that, right? And so that's going to be my passion project, is just kind of like digging in and looking at like what's working, what's not. Because apparently now to be seen online, it's just harder if you think about it. And so in the past with PR, what we used to do, if we care about being seen online, not all my clients do, believe it or not, we would just do a lot of digital PR, right? So we would get you noted, like cited in bylined articles. We would like write those for our clients, and it would be on a newsworthy topic, and all they would need was just the bio online and the company name, and we would get a lot of those, and that would help with SEO. Now they're saying that that also helps with generative AI. And so what we've been doing all along is great, and we don't need to change anything. Okay. Well, let's look into that.
So Amy, if someone is, let's say someone's listening or a conversation, who should be doing their own PR and what should they be doing? And then next question we'll get into is how they know that maybe they've outgrown doing their own PR internally and when it's time to bring in some guns.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, we'll cover the first part of that, in terms of like, what is kind of like, it's almost like the daily or the weekly ritual, kind of like, listen, give yourself a daily walk, do your push-ups, sit-ups, your just your typical PR reps. What do you like to see kind of put into a typical SMB's regular PR schedule?
Well, first of all, I do have to say, my favorite thing to say is, well, you might not need PR. Let's just be real. So we want to like think about what are we doing? Why do we need PR? But now with AI and everything being online, PR, it used to be kind of the secret ninja for SEO. It still is, but does SEO matter anymore? I don't know. So now it's kind of like if you want to be seen online, you might need PR. And why that is because we get our clients, or we, you, whoever, who, anyone can do it. You get your clients written up in high industry publications that are online. Those are valued higher in Google. That's why it matters. So we can get better links from PR versus paying for the link, because of course Google knows when you're paying for the link.
Yeah.
So we use PR to do that. So now to know if you, I my whole goal is to try and help people to do it by themselves if they want, right? We have to start somewhere and we don't have to start perfectly. And I can explain how to start with a simple plan that gets you going, where you're just putting one foot in front of the other. But as I was writing my second book, I just realized like this is hard. And it's kind of annoyingly hard because I want to oversimplify everything because I'm a yes person, right? Like even for my clients, it's like we're the biggest cheerleaders for them. And if they want a story or if they do something, I'm gonna think it's great and it should be in the media. And why isn't it? And I want to simplify it, but I guess PR, unfortunately, is just not that simple. And so with us, what who we work with, they and why it works is because they are long-term established companies that have a staff. So I need for me, one of my our requirements is it'd be great if we could work with a marketing director because we're not going to come in and run the show. We partner very, very deeply with clients and it's time intensive and so much so that we're sometimes holding their hands with shy thought leaders. Some of them
Yeah.
are very shy.
But Amy, in terms of like actually getting exposure, what's working right now?
This is another issue. I don't know if you want to hear what's working or what's not, but another
Well, just
issue with.
something tactical. What I'm hoping for is our friend that's listening is probably like, I want to get some more PR. What should I do? Should I
Well,
just
you
blast
should.
out press
Okay.
releases?
Well, so you should look at what's new in your organization. So you don't need to do press releases very often. You're going to look at what is new, what's going on. If you've just opened up an office, got a lot of funding, have a new interesting product that helps others, that could be a press release. That you don't need to, you might even aim to do one per quarter of press releases. The other things you want to do is look ahead, like kind of look at the calendar and think about what is going on in the world. So right now we've got the holidays coming up. That's quite crowded. So let's pretend it's actually almost Valentine's Day. Let's look at that. What do we have to say about Valentine's Day? Are we a food company? Do we want to actually add in, let's say we do coffee. Well, what could we do that adds in something Valentine toned? It could be like adding chocolate in a recipe with chocolate and coffee or something. You're always kind of looking ahead, planning ahead, and oh, you might ask, well, what do you do with all that? What do you do with the idea? Well, and that's where the problem is. But meaning you got to get in front of it and ideally pitch it out to the press and get coverage if you can. If you can't, meaning because it's quite hard to just get coverage for yourself. One kind of easy thing that you might want to look into doing is pulling editorial calendars. So editorial calendars are from the magazines. They're like the original content creators. They create editorial calendars just like content creators create calendars. So you grab those. Often they're from the advertising department. We don't necessarily want to pay for the ad, but we ask for the
No.
calendar. And the calendar, well, we might want to pay for the ad though. That's the
Yeah.
thing. That's what's changing
Yeah, if we
about PR.
we want that, we want that high trust editorial content if we can get it, if we can earn it.
Right. So then we want to see what they're covering and we want to look to see, oh, I could talk about that maybe. Or, right? Like, look at what's going on in your industry too. Like, if you're a realtor, think about spring. Let's gear up for spring right now. We are definitely going to be selling more house. Well, not definitely. What's going on in the spring real estate market? Maybe plan a couple months ahead for that.
So, Amy, your website, by the way, is veracityagency.com. And that's where folks can get your book. It's called A Practical Guide to Public Relations for Business, Nonprofits, and PR Leaders. Anything else that you'd recommend?
Oh, you could just check out the resources page. I have a bunch of actually free videos on there on how to do what I'm talking about doing. So try and find the editorial calendar video, and that might give you more insight into what I was trying to talk about.
I love it. Yeah, you do have a nice collection of videos here that I'm here. This is going to teach you through chapter three, your PR toolbox. You've got a, wait a minute, you've got a lot of videos. Okay, the website, veracityagency.com, and click on, it says marketplace, and then click on videos, templates, podcasts, all kinds of good stuff. Amy
Yeah,
Rosenberg,
thank
your founder and
you.
CEO, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, yeah, you too. Have a good day.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. PodVerified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.